Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And welcome back to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us. Today, we're going to bring a company that we've featured here on the program before. It's been a couple of years back, but off and on, we've always kept in touch with the Blink Group. They're best known for innovative cannabis vaping products. We talked a lot about vaping safety and things on the program. And in particular, we're going to continue that conversation about how cannabis brands can navigate supply chain disruptions. And what we're going to do today is we're going to go ahead and welcome to the fold the recently appointed CEO of the Blink Group, became CEO on December 1st, 2023, succeeding Arnaud Dumas-Dirolly, who is still with the company, co-founder of the company, but now will be serving as, has been serving now as Chief Experience and Science Officer, also a member of the board. And this was done to adapt and thrive in the dynamic cannabis industry, focusing on delivering high-quality, innovative vaporizer solutions while expanding its global footprint. So let me welcome the CEO of the Blink Group, Pete Sahani, here onto Blunt Business. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks, Rascal. Appreciate the time. I think the company is connected with you on before, but first time for me.
Arnaud was with me back in 2019. That's as far back as we go. And I think, I mean, we were still doing conferences back in those days. And I want to say that I think I did get Arnaud to go and speak at our USCC Expo back in 2019. But again, COVID changed everything. So it's been what it is. But the vaping issues we had, you know, compared to what we were dealing with back in 2016, you know, it's still something long notice that we need to go and worry about supply chain disruptions of various things. So when we look at supply chain disruptions, it could be leading to product shortages, lost sales, damage to brand reputation, and companies that could lack the resources and expertise to manage complex supply chains. And along with the cannabis industry's unique regulatory environment is another layer of complexity, which is all the issues that encompass the vaping industry on the side for cannabis. But that's what the Blink Group has been trendsetting on and working on, trying to make things much more simplified and make it much more put in place to help with that. So what recently has happened, the Blink Group has now unveiled Blink On Demand, B-L-I-N-C On Demand, revolutionizing cannabis vape hardware supply. It helps to ensure optimal delivery and flexible payment terms for cannabis businesses. So this is to help streamline the supply chain for customer vape hardware, eliminates the risk associated with over or understocking, providing a seamless supply chain experience. Upon this, Pete, you actually said that now clients can now enjoy the peace of mind that comes with flexible payment terms, dedicated support, and scalable inventory solutions. It's a game changer, this service, for the cannabis industry, allowing businesses to focus on growth and product excellence without worrying about supply chain disruptions. So what can you do to expand on that about how this will do so? And, you know, depending on the, you know, no matter the size of the company, how this integrates right into their operation.
Yeah, those are, I mean, that's a great point to start at, Rascal. You know, no matter the size of the company, we've got 3 programs that actually address concerns, you know, small, medium, large company concerns, right? Largest concern being this product that we distribute or that we manufacture and distribute, it's not made anywhere else. It's made mostly in China. Long supply chain, prone to a lot of disruptions, right? A lot of variables come into play. Did something ship on time? What are the tariffs coming in? What are the freight rates that I'm paying, et cetera, et cetera? A lot of planning goes into this, right? So now let's come back to, let's start with kind of the, you know, the smaller company. How do we address this supply chain disruption, traditionally people have to pay a large deposit and then wait 6 or 8 weeks to get their product. What we're saying here is you do not have to pay a large deposit and you do not have to wait 6 to 8 weeks. Even if you're ordering 10,000 units of something, which is where kind of that starter tier or the entry level, if you will, you know, for the small single state operators or the one or two location operators, right? You don't have to pay a deposit on the entire amount. You don't have to, you know, wait 6 or 8 weeks. You don't have to take it all when it's arrived. You get time to do all of that. And that time actually equates to cash flow, right? So you get to stretch out your cash flow, your working capital increases. And then as companies scale up, we get into the mid-tier programs, which are effectively the same thing, the same program, which is, you know, pay a smaller deposit. You get about 2 months of inventory here in the U.S. We own that on our books. We don't charge customers for it. You get live access to an e-shopping cart. You go in, pull from that. We call it pulling from the inventory. Pull from that live inventory. You get an invoice to pay the balance that's owed, and you get your stuff in 5 days. So instead of waiting 6 to 8 weeks, you're now down to waiting maybe 5 days, right? We eliminate a whole bunch of that planning that goes into this.
Prior to this, before becoming CEO, this was exactly what you were working on. This was really your will of putting a program like this together, because you were working with introducing innovative services like Scale Now, Pay Later, which is integrated into this Blink On Demand program, and Vendor Managed Inventory. So those parts added on to rapid fulfillment, flexible payment terms, optimized inventory management. This was something that you really worked on yourself. So, when you look at what's been done here, take me through what was that you were able to go and do with client interaction to be able to go and to construct this to be exactly what was going to be best for companies out there to use.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just a little bit of background about my career or my life really is, you know, I'm an operations and supply chain nut, right? So
right.
I'm constantly thinking about ways to make things efficient and what's in our control. And when I look at a list of things that are in our control and you buy vape hardware, not much is in your control until you actually get the product as from a brand's perspective, right? So when I first started at Blink, spent a long time, you know, meeting customers, effectively the first year just traveling ridiculous amounts to meet customers and understand these pain points, right? There were two main pain points. One is we don't want to hold all this inventory all the time. We don't want to pay for it. It's a large capital outlay. And second, can we get long extended terms to pay because we receive the hardware, we put it into market, it goes into the shelf, the retailers pay us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This takes a long time for us to recognize our cash. And so really started putting the plan together pretty much on day one when I arrived at Blink. And it took about 3 months to hone in on it. Did that. We focused kind of on the large market when we first launched the VMI program or vendor managed inventory program. And then this year, what we decided to do was to kind of, you know, offer clients another two options to don't have to, you know, jump into the pool, if you will. You can kind of ease, test the waters, make sure how things go. Because it's a big decision to trust your supply chain to somebody. And because this, you know, $2 or $3 item that we sell translates into a much larger sale for our customers. We want to be sure, and our customers want to be sure that they can trust us, right? It goes both ways.
So with this, you have also where this program also takes care of a various plethora of different devices, including 5/10 thread cartridges, all-in-one devices and batteries. And also, this is all coming from products in the supply chain that you provide. And, you know, is it any issue at all that you feel like where, you know, the fulfillment would be something that, you know, through the program, you're obviously organizing and making it much easier, but also the fact of, you know, does it put any stress on being able to go and manage the supply that you want to get out to your providers?
It doesn't. I mean, it puts a little bit of stress on our internal organization where we've got to make sure that we're planning things in lockstep with our customers, right? So there's a lot of talk and there's a lot of dialogue happening with the customers on a very regular basis, right? They're sharing Google Sheets that we share so that everybody's on the same page,
right?
You know, so we do a lot of planning kind of along the way and continuously. This is a constant process, right? Because we may not want to have too much inventory here in the U.S. for a particular customer. they may not want too little inventory, right? So it's all about meeting that. And that only comes through communication, right? And really collaborating and understanding the pain points. Okay, so like, you know, client number one may say, next month I'm going to need 20,000. So we make sure that, you know, that there's 30,000 available. There's always a buffer. The following 2 months, they may come back and say, only need 10,000. So then we ratchet back production, right? It's a constant kind of back and forth and adjusting what's going on so that nobody's got too much inventory or too little inventory, right? So there's always a buffer. Whenever we enter into a program like this, we always inventory what we call 2 months of supply, so 60 days of supply. Based on what the customer is telling us is their need, we'll inventory that 60 days. And then we keep replenishing that. So like they take a month's work, we'll replenish it with another month, and it continues.
We're going to go to commercial break. I'm here with the CEO of the Blink Group, BLINC Group, Pete Sahani here on One Business. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what there's been talk about in terms of what the industry as a whole should be doing in terms of vaping safety and also other various products you have providing and some other areas that Blink Group is expanding into. But we'll be back with Pete with more questions after this. Before we go to break, reminder, take a look at the website. Their website is theblincgroup.com. You can take a look more about what they're doing and also read more about the on-demand program as we go to break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Blink Group CEO Pete Sahani here on Blunt Business. And I want to get back into what the industry as a collective is doing right now in terms of how they've been discussing the issues with vape safety that's going on out there. So one of our good friends who was with NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Bethany Moore, she is now joined a company called the GMP Collective, and they do quite a bit of webinars and things like that. And most recently, they featured a webinar that talked about vaporizer vigilance, navigating standards, risks, and common issues in cannabis vaporizers. Just to summarize what they had was that they talked about evolving safety standards and regulations, common hardware issues like clogging and leaking and health risks from poorly manufactured vaporizers, and that they reference, and it's still going back 5 years later, the EVALI outbreak. So the vape lung illness issues that were going on 5 years ago was a wake-up call for the industry. So obviously they still consider that to be something that, you know, you don't, it, we've kind of gone past far enough from that to not feel like we're going to, you know, that the industry is going to be ostracized. We're not seeing anymore the kind of issues that we were seeing before, but it doesn't mean you forget about it either. So in that case, you know, when you look at the issues that you have within what Blink Group's doing right now, talk about what is the process right now in terms of, you know, how your company handles the standards and regulations right now and any common issues that could come across and the vape products that come across that are so many coming through the supply chain.
That's a great question. You know, being that we have somebody of Arnold's caliber on our team, and now him specifically heading up, you know, what we call our chief experience and science officer position.
Yes.
We're on the leading edge of compliance. In many cases, you know, we're starting to help write some of the regulations that are being put up. We're very, very focused on compliant, you know, hardware where we're not even thinking about heavy metals or things like that, right? Case in point, one of the products that we launched was our Peel all-in-one ceramic and our 510 ceramic carts, where there's not even a question of any vape hardware being non-compliant with heavy metals or things like that. And we positioned that at such an attractive price point. It is exactly the thing that, you know, others are not doing, which is, we want you to use this compliant hardware, and we're willing to take much less or almost no profit on this because we want to promote this as kind of being the safer option. The other thing that we did was launch, you know, Bijou, which is a center postless device. We'll get to that. We can kind of come back to that
exactly.
In a minute,
yeah,
if you don't mind. But coming back to what are we doing in terms of safety, we're also the founding member of Vape Safer, which is an industry manufacturers only at the moment, manufacturers only kind of coalition that has come together to promote safety and compliance.
I remember when I talked to Arnaud back before, now that he's, again, like you said, in the area of chief science, chief experience and science, that I remember back at that time that Blink Group was becoming one of the first vaporizer distributors that was ISO 9001 certified. So working with up to 10 years experience to get ISO and GMP certified manufacturing status. And that it was one idea that the plan was out of a select four of 600 manufacturers to make sure every product comes from an ISO and cGMP certified source. So the standard that everybody else has been going to. And so back in 2019, Arnaud talked to me specifically about trying to reach a certain level. And that's really when I got the first understanding of, you know, what was the level that all these other industries are following in terms of compliance. And he mentioned GMP. And that was one of the first times I actually heard it referenced. But it was also at that time, it was August 2019. So we were right in the middle of all the things that were going on with the market in terms of e-cigarettes and the cracking down on those. It was right at that time. And like I said, you know, Blink Group, well ahead of the market, well ahead of the trend to put yourselves at such a level, at such a crucial time of the safety issues that were going on right at that time of the news headlines.
So, I mean, that was then, right? What have we been doing since that? We've got actually now we started requiring all those raw material suppliers to be ISO and GMP certified and comply with regular, you know, what's known as AS1 standards, right? So we went through what I call the upstream supply chain and requiring all those components to be that way so that when you end up with the finished product, it's not just at that end finished product level. It's everybody along the supply chain, right? And that comes down to shipping too. Like, I mean, we even work with suppliers that are kind of ISO certified for shipping because we know they will follow a certain process to get things on time, you know, where they need to be.
You know, and the other thing I also remember going back to that time was about the sales. And I guess it was because of maybe where at the time, I guess you could say where the sales that were going on in terms of vapes and what was being bought in terms of long-term use. So if it's somebody that's buying a good permanent vape pen that's going to be well-constructed, well-designed, as opposed to buying a disposable vape pen that, you know, some of the supplies and some of the construction of that might be a little bit subpar or might not, you know, really set the standard, could cause issues for somebody that might have a burning or just kind of what products are being used to go and, you know, operate the device at such a high temperature as well. And go back then, I remember talking about where Headset was talking about the fact of how important right now vape pens are in the market because they still count for so much that it's still, I mean, a good 23% of the market share as of 2023, that's what's going on right now. And that cartridges were still the most popular category in both the U.S. and Canada, all in disposables, take about 15% of all total sales in the U.S. So I feel like what people wanted to do more and more is they want to buy more permanent, much more standard that they can, they're willing to go make the investment on something that's going to be something they can just keep putting cartridges in and it will be effective.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when somebody puts their product into a Blink piece of hardware, you know, it comes with a particular amount of standardized kind of compliance that's built into it. You know, there's also serial numbers on the bottom of the card, so we can trace back.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor.
That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Exactly. Who assembled that card on which day? Right? There's not too many other suppliers out there that can do that. One of the other things we do also is, you know, having reached this point of compliance, you do want to just kind of regularize your supplier, right? Once you reach a point with your supplier, we kind of don't want to just move around. Because how much is somebody risking their brand once they put their product in there and put it on the shelves? How much are they risking their brands? Yes, they may save, you know, a few pennies going back and forth to suppliers, but then they'll have their issues. And now they're risking their brand, right? All their hard work is coming up and being questioned. And so what we say is put that to bed, right? The hardware is all compliant. It's here when you need it. It's branded with your brand. It's literally Blink on demand.
Right. It's amazing how much has been done to stay ahead. So now what you mentioned before, and I want to go bring it up now, is that one of the other products that you've been putting together in terms of leaping forward in cannabis vaping technology, that earlier this year, you created a new product, Bijou, just brilliant, or AIO Bijou. And when that was brought together, it was said to transform the quality and performance because you were pushing product superiority and safety. That in this product, you have X-Pro G gravity-fed ceramic heating element and an innovative postless technology. It helps to enhance the vaping experience with thicker oils in cooler environments as a proprietary dual airflow and sign design, ensuring voluminous clouds, new paradigm for cannabis processors and brands seeking distinction and superior performance. So let's go ahead and talk about that. It has a 300 mAh rechargeable power source. I don't know how to pronounce how that measurement is, and a puff activated preheat function tailored for various formulations. So the Bijou comes into the market. You call it a prime illustration of our commitment to pioneering new benchmarks and the cannabis sector. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, sure. So we launched this probably a little bit over 90 days ago. And our kind of mandate when designing this was, you know, putting in a whole lot of premium features, but still being able to do it very cost effectively, right? When we talk about premium features, that postless technology is just a flat ceramic, you know, postless technology where there's no center post, there's no heavy metals to think about, there's not any cotton in there or any other kind of viscose material that acts as an absorbing kind of, you know, wicking feature. It's just gravity fed. So by doing this, you eliminate the user or the brand that uses this. They eliminate chances of leakage, the chances of overheating. You know, then as we move on and start talking about what are the other premium features of this device, we come to the puff activated preheat feature, which is just an awesome, awesome feature to have in a device where it's, you know, puff on it in a certain sequence and it activates this 8 or 9 second preheat feature, right, which just warms up the boil, just primes everything for that perfect experience. And then you add to that dual airflow. Get these massive, massive clouds that are coming up.
The design is awesome. I love the way this looks. I don't know how many inches or how long or how big it is in your hand when you're holding this, but it's very compact. And yeah, it looks amazing. And like I said, you were able to get this thing set so it almost like predetermines. It gets things ready so that before you even get the vape going, that you get this 8 seconds or so of time for it to be prepared. And then you come off and there's something about for people to go and have the vape where they want to see those clouds just come across so much that there's something very pleasing and satisfying for it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as you know, the size of this AIO, it's a little bit right around 4 inches in length and maybe a half inch in width, so super compact. You know, but also another feature that we have to this is what we call constant power, right? Which really manages the resistance of that 0.8 ohms, as everybody else likes to call it, the electrical resistance to within a very tolerance, tighter than any other device out there. What that means is that start to finish, no matter how charged the battery is, you get this constant resistance, right? So that promotes, again, that awesome kind of user experience start to finish. As long as the battery is alive, the consumer gets just one resistance, right? It's very tightly controlled.
So one thing I want to ask about when it comes to vape sales and what people are buying these days, you know, I mean, you still see some other vapes that are out there on the line that are not cannabis based, and you still see some people that are buying. But when you look at the change right now on trends and how much people are buying, honestly, the U.S. cannabis market when it comes to vape is a 24% segment share right now in terms of being able to get more people to buy. But going forward, what can you say would be that would cause more adoption, you know, among the market, you know, where maybe the head shops maybe are not going to get too much of a interest for some people? Because I think when people identify cannabis with vaping, they realize quality, safety, compliance, and just durability, and just better manufactured, better crafted hardware, than as opposed to trying to go for something that might be not the same because of what you're seeing. What is it that can be done right now that you feel like that could, you know, trigger more sales and kind of deter people from what they might see at a head shop or a smoke shop and say, no, I'm going to the dispensary. I'm going to go buy me a vape that's actually well built, done, and I'm getting real cannabis out of it, not just some kind of a smoke from a cigarette.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the compliance that we go through, right? Whenever we think about devices, how compliant is that? Is it truly a compliant device when you go through the dispensary channel as opposed to a head shop or just a, you know, a vape shop? Nobody has any control over that, right? So starting with that and putting compliant products on the shelf, that's what it really starts with, and having traceability back to square one or literally who made this, who assembled this, that's kind of piece two of this. Piece three is, I think, you know, more than I would say anything else, is creating that distinction between, you know, e-cigarette or non-cannabis vapables and cannabis vapables, right? Like very different technology. You need to be a thump on that a little bit. And I'm saying, you know, within that last point three is really launching innovative products, right? When was the last time, like, a lot of these companies that are out there launched something that was innovative, truly innovative, right? It's kind of the rehash and the same thing.
Right.
We're taking a different approach by saying, you know, we're putting time, effort, money, energy into launching things that will actually delight the consumer. Right. And that's the feedback we're getting consistently from our customers, is our customers, the end user, are actually delighted to use this thing or to consume through this. You know, now we're starting to get into you know, what do we do about sustainability, right? It's one of the things that probably you're going to bring up at some point in this discussion is, you know, AIOs are launching at kind of breakneck pace, and what's happening with the waste.
Right. Well, it's one of the things where, I mean, I don't know where you go to answer for that, but the thing for me is that disposables, you know, there's got to be some answers to what people are going to be doing and how they're going to be properly disposing of it, and that it doesn't make any kind of issues for how it could degrade or it could be recycled or reused. But for me, it's about, you know, in the meantime, I just think I want people to go ahead and be consuming something that's much more natural, much more organic. So, I mean, to get people away from nicotine more into cannabis, that's much more important to me. Try to get more people to adopt to that end. That's where it is there. But like everything else, I mean, yeah, the part about trying to go and find out what to do with these AIO products after the fact, that's another story.
Yeah, so we're actually, Blink's actually leading on making our AIOs easy to dismantle, or what I would call almost ready to recycle, right? Where they get dropped into a bin at the dispensary and then they get put through the entire recycling process, right? But it starts with making them easy to dismantle. If it takes 20 minutes or 30 minutes to dismantle a device, that kind of kicks it, you know, out of that realm of recyclability, right? Who's going to actually stop and do that? So one of the AIOs that we launched recently is called Simple 2. Very easy, just one click of one button to dismantle the entire device, take it apart, and then put the pieces where they belong, right? Certain parts go into e-waste. It's got a stainless steel outer that goes into metals recycling, et cetera, et cetera. We always say, look, you know, look up your state or your locality's kind of, you know, regulations, but this is what we're designing this for, right? In this case, we're actually way ahead of where the regulation is, because you've got some states that you know, classify any vape hardware as hazardous waste. So that makes it very difficult to do. But as regulations evolve, we've taken the position to be way ahead of those. And so, you know, one by one, I think as we go through our AIO lineup, we're designing more of these to be easy to dismantle. We're just ready for it. We just want to be ahead of the curve and be ready for what's coming. We know what's coming.
It's one of those things, I don't know if I would bring it to the user. I would just say the dispensaries, they take on the sustainability concept and just say, listen, we're going to be environmentally conscious. We're going to go take your vase. Give us your unused, the vase of unused. Let us go and break those down for you. Our, you know, the bartenders, whoever that is, and then, you know, help to go ahead and have it in a recycling program so that companies like yours can go and take back those products, repurpose them if possible, recycle them, and then also create a line of products that are recycled that can be brought back out at a lower price point that'll still benefit for those out there and for those that want to feel good about doing something more for the environment to reuse the products that are out there and find a way to recycle them. That's a great move. Well ahead of the time. And I think if that's something that can be instituted where there's encouragement of a sustainability program, a recycling program, that would be optimal. And again, this is what Blink does. Always ahead of the game. That's what we like. Why we like talking to you so much, your team. And it goes back, you know, so many years we've been talking about this. So another thing that's also ahead of the game, groundbreaking fusion of music, NFTs, and cannabis. I want to talk about that. And there's a lot of things you've been doing as well with the setup of Click. K-L-I-K, Empowering Creative Expression and Economic Opportunity. We're going to talk about that coming up after a short break. I'm here again with Pete Sahani, the CEO of the Blink Group. Website again is theblincgroup.com. Take a look at the collection of all their vape products, disposables, cartridges, and the like. And we'll be back with final questions with Pete after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're back on Blunt Business with Pete Sahani, the CEO of Blink Group. Final questions with him. So before the break, I made mention of that there's something that you've instituted right there with Blink Group, which is supporting groundbreaking fusion of music, NFTs, and cannabis. That's very cool. Recently, back in April, your team actually hosted a 5-floor after party, and you actually had Shaheem the Rugged Child performing there, and it was the 30th anniversary of Wu-Tang member Shaheem's debut album, and you had all that going as part of the NFT NYC conference. So what was going on with this was, you know, helping to integrate NFTs and exclusive content accessible to token holders, where attendees can engage with the content at a more personal level, fostering a deeper connection and appreciation for the creator's work. So the Blink Group wanted to support the event that, of course, Arnaud Dumas-Durally made mention of, is that it was to celebrate not only cultural milestones, but also underscore the evolving landscape of cannabis-related economic opportunities. So what can you tell me about what's gone on since April, since this event, and the idea of where NFTs, exclusive content, and cannabis can intertwine?
Yeah, it's actually taken on, you know, this the Click project and whatever Blink's doing with Click. They've got a great team over there. It's taken on kind of a life of its own and it's become, I would say, almost a passion project for one of the founders at Blink, who has, you know, music, has the music industry as their background, right? So connected to all the who's who in the New York music scene. And we've been kind of kicking around that, well, how do we kind of promote NFTs? How do we promote the whole, you know, angle of vape hardware within the NFTs? How do we bring awareness to safety and compliance within, you know, the music world? And this Click platform kind of was, you know, we were made aware of it from one of our clients. We jumped at the opportunity to be able to band together, right? So we're doing some limited edition products through them where you'll be able to, again, not just trace back the artists, but you'll be able to trace back all the kind of the what happens in the supply chain as far as compliance and all of that. And I think NFTs is a great way to put that message out, right? Because it's always available. There'll be, you know, who else is doing this, right? There's not really any other people who have thought of doing this. And again, another way for us to stay innovative and be kind of in front of all these messages.
It's just the trend here. Everything is ahead. Let's stay ahead of the supply chain issues, create something that's going to go forward towards that. When it comes to creating new, stylish, innovative products, sustainability, it's great. And I said, it's just a testament to what Blink Group does. And I always love that I get to talk to your team and, you know, you coming up to the forefront, you know, with the fact that what you've done right now to help those in the supply chain now with Blink On Demand. Before we go wrap things up, let's go ahead and talk one more time about Blink On Demand and the Blink Group itself and all that you're doing. So take a minute to talk to our audience as we direct them to theblincgroup.com. Again, if you want to go and bring up On Demand or the plethora of products that you have available, go ahead and talk about those real quick for us.
Sure. So Blink, obviously, you know, 510 hardware, every day I know that you could, you know, that one could possibly think of. What really sets us apart is what we call not just vapor, right? And what does that actually entail? When we say it's not just vapor, we mean things like Blink On Demand. We mean things like Scale Now, Pay Later, which gives our customers up to 5 months to pay us, right? That's like unheard of in the cannabis space. But we want to take on that risk. We want to take on that edge, if you will, because we understand how this supply chain works. So Blink On Demand gets Blink branded hardware, or, you know, consumers branded hardware onto the product in our shelves in the U.S. on demand, available to our customers. Scale Now, Pay Later gets them 5 months to pay for that hardware, up to 5 months to pay for that hardware. You know, that really coupled with products like the Bijou, and then we start getting into the NFT kind of conversation. Again, those are all the things that make up not just vape, right? We're more than just your regular vape hardware supplier, because we understand that it's a lot more than that. It's not just vape.
Really appreciate the conversation, Pete. So please go and give our best to Arnaud and the team there. And again, thank you for being with us here on Blunt Business. Really appreciate you taking time out. This was a great conversation.
Appreciate your time, Rascal. Thank you.
So again, Blunt Business here with the CEO of the Blink Group, Pete Sahani, and website, one more time, theblincgroup.com. Make sure to go and check out the website. And folks, thanks for listening to another Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.